Yeah, Sunday. It folded Sunday. And it was owned by Murdoch, and we don't know what's going to happen to him. But all of these accusations are... Well, and also accusations of eavesdropping on politicians and celebrities. Hugh Grant.
What do they mean
Hugh
by
Grant
eavesdropping?
Step forward. Eavesdropping on their phones. Oh. They're tapping into their phones. They're eavesdropping on their phone messages as well. It's just crazy.
It is.
Hugh Grant has filed a lawsuit. Police in the United Kingdom have identified almost 4,000 potential targets of the phone hacking. 4,000.
Yeah.
What's going on over here? I mean, they're kind of Britain. I'm getting real worried now.
Over here, I think it's just about some Democratic senators who want to attack Fox News. I don't think anything.
Well, we're going to see, because News of the World and its parent, News International, and the parent News Corp, Fox News included, is going to possibly be publicly held responsible right here in the United States because they're registered here. Now, Murdoch is 80-year-old, Australian-born. He heads the News Corp, but he became a U.S. citizen in 1802.
He does look that old.
He does look worn out.
He does look old.
1985, he became a citizen.
So he's a U.S. citizen, so he can't
Yes, and if he is found to have authorized any of that, he is finished. The Justice Department can impose a criminal fine on individuals up to $100,000 and 5 years in prison for each count of bribery. And he has multiple counts coming his way. So that's the latest with Murdoch. Is there anywhere there isn't crime going on? I mean, are there any honest people left in life?
I think this issue of privacy in the 21st century is kind of huge. I mean,
it is
do we have
huge.
Anything we can keep secret anymore?
Mm-mm. Everything is being exposed, and we haven't had time to clean our records up. We're all going to be in trouble.
I know.
It's pretty crazy.
If you apply for a job, they look at your Facebook page now. Everybody out there, I hope you realize that. What's on your Facebook page could stop you from getting a job.
Well, I think everybody knows that now. I can already see the trend. I have 1,100 friends, and there's some of them not allowing other people to look at their posts and things now.
And Google has a new Facebook, and that's one of the things they designed into it was you can control.
You remember when we talked to Michael Parlett? I mean, that's already scaring me. That whole thing with Google.
Yeah, well, they've actually made it easier to control who you can see your information. So that was one of the things they addressed. Although Google, I'm sure, can see it all.
but for every person out there on Facebook, there's a hacker trying to find out something. I mean, this is big business, this hacking thing.
Yeah.
There are legal hackers now. They are training people to hack, paying them. Hackers. Oh, Lordy. Well, it's...
That's why I never do anything wrong.
Well, I'm going to start digging into your stuff right now.
Don't.
You're with Broadview on The Buzz, 1270 AM. We'll be right back. We've got more hot topics of the week. Hang on to your jewels. I got one for you, JP, coming up.
1270, The Buzz.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans at just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount...
If you have a son or daughter from second grade through ninth grade, get them registered to attend the Galena Grizzlies basketball camp. For 3 fun-filled days, they'll learn basketball fundamentals from Tom Maurer, the head coach who's won 7 Northern Nevada championships and 1 state championship. This camp is open to both boys and girls from second grade to ninth grade. Get all the information at grizzball.net. That's grizzball.net or call 337-9823. More than 1,000 kids have attended this camp over the years. Get your child in it before it fills up. Call 337 337-9823. That's 337-9823. Or visit them online at grizball.net. It's the premier fundamentals basketball camp coming up in a few weeks for kids in second grade to ninth grade. Hosted by Coach Tom Maurer of Galena High School. Call 337-9823 for more information and to reserve a place for your child. Call 337-9823 or visit grizball.net.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back with my co-host, JP, and his attitude. JP is here. And we were talking about a lot of things early, and we were talking a little bit about Mitch McConnell. Oh, we didn't talk about him yet, did we?
We just kind of mentioned him, and I talked about how ugly he is.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that, the way he looks.
Nothing but the highest form of analysis on this radio show.
I know it. But I want to tell you right here.
Yeah?
You got your jewels in your hand? Here was
a
story.
Gosh.
Uh-huh.
I know
here
what
was
you're
another,
talk about.
Uh-huh, another bobbit going on. Only she went all, she didn't just bobbit. Southern California woman, she's now in jail after allegedly drugging her husband, cutting off his penis.
Tying him up first.
Throwing it into the garbage disposal and turning it on.
She tied him up.
She tied him up.
Waited for him to wake up so he could watch himself.
She tied him up. She drugged him. She cut off his penis. And she threw it in the garbage disposal.
Okay, why do you have a grin on your face? Come on.
It's just so
Why
it's
do women
hilarious.
Get a kick out of these kind of stories?
Wait, it's unheard of. What woman ever takes...
Stop smiling what? Then.
Well, I mean, every woman's thought about it here and there.
Try to look outraged.
I am outraged. Catherine Kiev Becker put a drug or poison in her husband's dinner Monday evening. Oh, it was Monday evening she did it. Made him sleepy. The victim went to lie down. He woke up tied to the bed, his wife tugging his clothes off. He thought he was going to have some fun.
Oh, boy. Kinky sex.
Yeah, he said, kinky, baby, go. And then she grabbed his penis and cut it off.
And then he heard the garbage disposal a minute or two later.
Mm-hmm. She was arrested for aggravated mayhem, false imprisonment.
What the heck is that?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, there was some mayhem. That is for dang sure. But, I mean, this is attempted murder in my book. I mean, he could have bled to death without that.
Who called the cops? I mean, did she call for an ambulance then?
Let me see. Then deadly weapon, administering a drug with intent commit a felony, poisoning, spousal abuse, She was booked into Orange County. 51-year-old victim who has been identified. He hasn't been identified because he doesn't want anybody to know. He doesn't want to be put in that category. He underwent emergency surgery with nothing to attach at the UCI Medical Center. There's nothing left to attach.
Well, if you...
I mean, at least Bobbitt threw it out in the street, you know.
So, you know, I don't want to get gross, but did you know that the cops actually went into the garbage disposal and came out with pieces of flesh, which they took to the hospital with them?
No, I didn't hear that. Well, they have to. That is if you're missing a part.
They don't ever show that on CIS,
you have
do they?
To go, I've never seen it on Law and Order, but if you're missing a part, they go looking for it. Just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case it wasn't ground down to nothing. Maybe it was nothing before it all began. Mm. I don't know, but I think it's insane. I really do. I think you'd have to be insane to do something like that.
So he had already filed for divorce, right?
I mean, maybe nip it off a little bit on the end.
He should have been a little suspicious when she invited him over for dinner. Here, eat this.
Yeah, well, he bound to have been having some trouble before this. I mean, you don't just all of a sudden turn, do you? I don't know. It's crazy, though.
Women.
Women. I'd like to know the reason. There's something real. He really made her mad to do something like that.
Oh, so now that's where you're going to go with this, that it's somehow his fault.
No, I think it's insane. I think it's insane, but I think it's also insane that he would pick someone like that. I mean, you must get a little urge someone's that insane. Jeez. All right, now back to some politics. We got some castration going on here. A day after Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, he proposed that backup plan to raise, you know, the debt ceiling if the deficit reduction deal.
So angry.
If they can't
him.
Be reached. Well, there's several different things they can do now. What are you angry with him about?
Because he's stabbing his fellow Republicans in the back.
He's
They're trying to negotiate
to
a deal.
Compromise.
It's not a compromise. He's given all the power to Obama.
Well, that was what was kind of suspicious to me. I mean,
okay, Obama gets to raise the debt limit, and he gets to
do anything he wants. There's three short-term increases, but hey, you gotta trust the president a little bit. I mean, I don't know why, but I mean, he hasn't shown anything.
This is a man
much.
Who's still saying that Obamacare is going to reduce the deficit. Now, are we really going to trust him?
All right, so given a choice between a bad deal and avoiding default.
I say default.
I would choose a bad deal, and you would say default, because we can't. What is that going to make us look like in the world?
I'm telling you, the Minnesota situation is a direct copy, and the Republicans just said, go ahead, shut the government down, and they did. And you know what?
We don't want to run out of beer either, okay?
Yeah.
We don't want that to
That finally drove them to a compromise.
With that, here, Republican presidential candidate, the Minnesota rep, of course, Michelle Bachmann, said that the White House is using military personnel as pawns in a political game surrounding the ongoing deficit reduction talks.
Yeah.
Don't allow our military men and women to dangle over a fire and think they won't get paid. See, she is concentrating on the important things here, though. I like that.
Boy, they are attacking Bachmann just like they did with Sarah Palin.
Well,
so that must mean she scares them.
She's a woman. She scares them.
You see they're attacking her on her church?
You see how mean women are getting. We just talked about that, okay? Women are getting mean.
Yeah, well, they're attacking her mean.
All right, well, now, how about some opinion from our financial guru, Steve Aussie, because we talked to him earlier about the ceiling debt.
He must have something to say about the debt thing.
Oh, he has a lot to say about it. Okay, Steve, what was going on in the market this week?
Well, the market is said to climb a wall of worry, and there's a lot to worry about, I think. I know I sound like a broken record, but on the S&P at 1344, we've hit that level about 8 times, and we failed to get above and stay above it. And on the bottom, I'd say about 1260. I know that sounds like mumble-jumbo, but if we break either of these, if we go above 1344 or break below 1260, then I think that's going to be the direction that we might head for a while. And I use strategies where I seek to protect my clients' downside.